Ladies, you need to keep your standards high when it comes to men. And by high standards, I mean boundaries. Remember this, as a woman, you set the standard and men will adjust their behavior according to the women they're with. This is why men behave differently with one woman versus another woman. This is why men really follow a woman's lead when it comes to what is admissible here and what is not. They will test and see where they can push your boundaries, and if you let them, they will go where you don't want them to go. Let me explain. A huge transformation happened for me in regards to setting high standards or setting boundaries for myself when it came to men, because I was that woman who was always available for men to contact me whenever they want. And I was like, yeah, sure, I can meet you tonight. Sure, I can meet you tomorrow. Sure, I can meet this weekend, right? I was also available for sex when I wasn't ready to or I didn't want to have it. I was available for breadcrumbs. I was available for emotionally unavailable men because deep down inside, I didn't feel good enough to attract great men, and therefore I was settling for breadcrumbs. For me personally, my journey with low standards ended. I remember it was when I was in Thailand, I was a digital nomad, I was traveling by myself, and I was attracting men and I was dating and things like that, but I was just wasting. I was wasting myself, I was wasting my body. And I remember I met this guy in Thailand and, you know, we were dating, we were having fun. And after one incident, you know, for me, the turning point was when after one incident, which no one wants to have, next day in the morning, I had to go and get a Plan B pill. It was a really tough time for me because, and I was in Thailand, you can imagine walking into a pharmacy and getting some random Plan B pill, but what's a girl got to do, right? And so after I took that Plan B pill, I started bleeding, I think the day after. And it was just a crazy time for me because back then I also had dengue fever and I was bleeding because of that. So basically in a month, I was bleeding like three times together with my menstruation, the Plan B and the dengue fever. My life was a mess. My life was a mess. And there were, I was attracting these crazy men or emotionally unavailable men. And so a day after all of that happened, I was in a boat getting back to mainland and then flying to Europe. And I remember distinctly, I was on this boat and I was feeling really dirty. If you're a woman, you know what I mean. After you have sex with a guy and it was just not, it didn't feel good. I felt like I used my body. I gave myself away. And at that moment in time, as I was feeling miserable and just really dirty and used, there was a shift in me. You know, I remember, you know, the wind was blowing in my face. And I was breathing in a way that I haven't been breathing before in terms of getting my freedom back. There was something in that moment, like that situation had to happen to show me that Anna, enough is enough. So at that moment, I made a decision to never give myself away to men, to take my power back as a woman and not be in this victim mentality. He did this to me. No. I did this to myself because I allowed men to just do whatever the fuck they wanted. I had low boundaries. I had low standards. And so that moment, I decided that enough is enough. Enough wasting myself. Enough wasting my time, energy, and my body and my sexuality. And this is where everything changed for me. And so I sat down and I wrote up a list. And this is what I want you to do right now. I want you to write a list, to take a sheet of paper and divide it into two. Your left column is going to be, what am I available for when it comes to men? And your right column is going to be, what am I not available for? And write it down. What am I available for in terms of men? For me, it was, I'm available for reliable, trustworthy men to come into my life. I'm available for men who are ready, willing, and available for a relationship. I'm available for men to plan and schedule dates on time and check in with me. I'm available for men who respect my feelings and desires. I'm available for men who listen to my feelings and treat me how I want to be treated. And I'm available for men who choose me. And what I'm not available for is practically the opposite of that. I had enough, and I wrote down, I was not available for men who, you know, call me last minute and say, hey, do you want to go out on a date tonight? I mean, of course, look, you don't need to be rigid within this. Of course, you're going to have fun and you have to be flexible and at the spur of the moment, go, right? But you know when, you know as a woman in your body, when you're lower at risk standards and you're just settling, right? And so I was not available anymore for casual hookups, for I don't know what, to feel better about myself. I chose myself, and I was not available for men to enter my life and use my body, use my energy, and waste my time. So I want you to do that as well, because this is extremely important. As a woman, again, coming back to what I mentioned before, you set the pace and you set the standard. And the men who do not follow that standard or who do not respect your boundary, they need to fall away. Because why the hell are you dating or seeing or having men in your vicinity who do not respect your desires, who do not respect your feelings, or who do not respect your boundaries or your standards? You don't want a man like that, right? So if you do this right from the beginning in the dating stages, if you have your standards high, if you know what your, a lot of the times the problem is actually that women don't even know what their boundaries are. How the hell a man is supposed to respect your standards or your boundaries if you don't know yourself what your standards are? So the first step, that's why I gave you this exercise, is for you to know, what are you available for? What are you not available for? So go ahead and do that right now. And if you want to know more about how to set boundaries with men and how to communicate them, I have a really amazing training and a video that you can watch right here, right now. I talk about the 4 steps to setting boundaries with men. It's actually a recording from my workshop. It's an amazing video. It's actually one of my most popular videos on my YouTube channel. So go ahead and click now, and I'll see you there.